pleased with how JPP has handled his rehab?
He's done exactly what he's been asked to do, and I'd say he's making good progress.
You have all the guys coming off the pup today, and then Nick's coming back. Is that nerving to you a little bit, or?
Not really. The guys coming off the pup, or even Nick's, were, you know, greatly reduced in their number of snaps. So as long as they followed through with that, I was fine.
Seems to really want to stress, you know, guys are going down.
Yeah, we don't want them on the ground. We don't want them on the ground. And it was too much of that today. I wondered. I told him a couple of times, but it wasn't any discussion. I just said, what are we doing knocking people down? We'll get under control.
Did you come back for a day off for the energy that you wanted to see?
Sometimes a little too much.
Tom, in addition to the health question with Terrell, do you wonder what he still is as a player, or in your mind, if he's healthy, you think he is what he is before these ACL injuries?
Well, I think that the major thing is to get him on the field, get him practicing, bring him along accordingly, and then let him indicate or show us. Now, I'm not speculating. He's here for a reason. He's been an outstanding football player. We think he can be again, but, of course, we got to get him on the field. So this is a good start. It'll be slow, but we'll get to that point.
Do you know what position he is at this point?
He's a corner.
He's a corner? There have been some talk about maybe he might have to shift to
Sam. I don't know where that came from. We'll see. Wherever we need him, he'll be ready to play.
Tom, what about Terrain and Danell? I think both of them got banged up today. Are they okay?
Danell?
Yeah, 884, I'm sorry.
Oh, Donna.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tight end?
Yeah, he
rolled his ankle over. Okay. I think he'd be okay. I don't know really what happened to Terrain. He got knocked off balance. He fell to the ground. He was kind of slow back in the back, so I'm going to have to wait. I'm not sure. Hope he's fine, because we want to look at Ryan, you know, running the football.
Something with Brewer, too?
Yeah, Brewer got dinged this morning earlier, so I don't know about that yet.
Is Justin Pugh any closer to getting
He's feeling better. He's feeling better. He was out today. He had his helmet on. He was running on the side. Hopefully, that's a good sign.
Tom, Christie's been running around a lot out here lately, and then, of course, you get him off the UP today. How much work does he need in the preseason? The guy's been around forever.
Well, he needs work. He needs to practice. He needs to be up front with that guy that far away and react quickly and make all the adjustments. And so we all need practice. Now, he's done it, and he's done it very well, so he'll come along fast, but he does have to practice like everybody else.
How did Nick's look out there to you today?
You know, we had a few snaps. I would have to look at the tape. You know, I was glad to see him out there. Glad to see him working. Certainly didn't overwork him. Gave him a few reps, and if he's fine with that, I'm sure we'll extend that as we go forward.
Tom, your depth at defensive end has always been a strength. Do you see that still being that way, especially with some of the young guys that seem to be showing some potential?
That's the idea. We've had some good work out of quite a few of those guys. In addition to Matthias and Tuck, you know, we've seen Moore, we've seen Tracy have good days, we've seen a few guys have good practices and seem to be improving, and I think when JPP comes back and we can kind of balance that up, I think we'll be okay.